I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, September 15th. After 6 years, the new parking garage at the North Quincy MBTA station is now open. Beginning today, about 800 of the 1,600 spaces in the new garage are available for commuters. The other half of the spaces are reserved for residents of the Abbey apartment complex. The TE says the parking lot on the Newport Avenue extension is now closed and that anyone parking there will be ticketed and perhaps towed. Pizzuto Development is suing the architect on the garage project for $3 million, claiming the delay was caused by inadequate lighting fixtures in the garage. In addition to the T station, the new garage also provides parking for patrons who use the Target, PNC Bank, and a French bakery at that new development. The Snug Harbor School in Quincy will be getting a total of $11 million in improvements to its heating, ventilation, lighting, and electrical systems. Thanks to grants and some other funding, the Mass Clean Energy Center has awarded Snug Harbor a $4.5 million Green School Works grant. In addition, the city will kick in $6 million, and National Grid will add another $500,000 for an overhaul of Snug Harbor's HVAC and electrical systems over the next 3 years. The funding will also help pay to train teachers in clean energy curriculum and, in turn, bring those lessons to their students. The city's public buildings team will oversee the improvements, which will be done in phases and over summertime to help minimize the impact on classes. The grant is one of 18 grants awarded to public schools across the state, totaling $52 million. The grants will be announced during a presentation at the Snug Harbor School tomorrow at 10:30. The Quincy Animal Control Department has a brand new vehicle thanks to a donation from the Copeland Family Foundation. The department used the grant to replace a 15-year-old vehicle that was in poor condition. The vehicle is one of two that the department uses to transport animals that are recovered from around the city to the new Quincy Animal Care Center off of Corey Street. The Quincy Animal Control Department works with the nonprofit Quincy Animal Shelter to find forever homes for cats and dogs that are rescued from around the city. The department and the shelter have found homes for over 5,000 cats and dogs. Police in Brockton are investigating two weekend shootings, including one that left a 14-year-old hospitalized. First shooting happened just after midnight Saturday on Belmont Street. According to police, a 14-year-old boy was hurt in the shooting. The boy ran behind a nearby building after the shooting until the danger had passed. Family members rushed the boy to the hospital. His condition's not known. Then several hours later, about 3:30 in the morning, police responded to another shooting. Happened at the MBTA Montello Station parking lot. Police said they responded to a disturbance involving car meetups. Short time after the disturbance, a 19-year-old man arrived at the hospital with a gunshot wound to the chest. He was later flown to a Boston hospital and remains in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Shell casings and ballistic damage was found in the area of the Montello Station parking lot. Detectives and T police are investigating. There is no indication the shootings are connected. So far, no arrests have been made. A driver is being cited after a car smashed through the front of a smoke shop in Brockton last night. Happened at the Go Smoke Shop on Belmont Street, where the shop is part of several businesses in a strip mall. Police said a 43-year-old female driver told them her brakes failed before her Subaru slammed into the smoke shop, smashing through displays and stopping just short of the back room. Two employees were inside at the time. One was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The other was not hurt. The crash caused a lot of damage inside the shop, with broken glass and bricks littering the floor. Police said the driver was not hurt. She'll be cited for operating without a license. The building has since been secured by firefighters. The car was towed away. Well, the Forbes 400 list came out recently. It includes 9 Massachusetts billionaires who are worth nearly $100 billion collectively. Topping the list for Massachusetts is Fidelity Investments CEO Abigail Johnson, who's listed as the 27th richest person in America for 2025. Johnson's wealth climbed from $29 billion last year to $35.7 billion this year. Forbes says that Johnson has embraced cryptocurrencies as the leader of Fidelity, which allows customers to add Bitcoin to their retirement accounts. Johnson has 2 siblings who also work for Fidelity and are among the 100 richest in the country. Her brother, Edward Johnson IV, is the 2nd richest in Massachusetts, with a net worth of $14.2 billion. Her sister, Elizabeth Johnson, worth $12.3 billion, is the 4th richest. The 3rd richest person in Massachusetts is New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, with a net worth of $13.8 billion. Kraft bought the Patriots for $172 million in 1994, and Forbes estimates that the 6-time Super Bowl champion franchise is now worth about $9 billion. Behind Kraft at number 5 is another player in the Boston sports world, Rob Hale, who has a net worth of $6 billion. The CEO of Granite Telecommunications of Quincy is known for his philanthropy and is also part of the new Boston Celtics ownership group. Boston Red Sox and Boston Globe owner John Henry is not listed by Forbes as a Massachusetts billionaire. The magazine considers Henry, with an estimated worth of $5.7 billion, a Florida resident. New Balance CEO Jim Davis is the only Massachusetts billionaire on the list who saw their wealth dip slightly from $6.5 billion last year to $5.2 billion this year. 2 people who returned to the Forbes 400 after a few years away are healthcare IT company founder Philip Reagan at $4.2 billion and software founder Alan Treffler at $4.2 billion. Rounding out the list, former cable TV executive Amos Hostetter Jr., who has a net worth of $3.5 billion. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 273 points. The NASDAQ rose 98. The S&P dropped 3. Asian stocks trading mixed after Wall Street finished the previous week near their record levels. Dollar is higher. The euro is flat. Oil at $63 a barrel. In sports, Patriots get a win over Miami, 33-27. The Red Sox beat New York 6-4. They'll welcome Oakland to Fenway tomorrow night at 6:45. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny and high 75 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 76. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 75. Scattered showers possible on Thursday, high Thursday, 80. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a northeast wind at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 6:31 p.m. Sunrise 6:24, sets at 6:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 15th.